Hi everyone. Today is July 6, 2023 at 4:55 PM on this good old Thursday. You heard me. So I've been through some changes. It seemed like once a year I'm writing. You know what I'm saying? I decide to put out a podcast or two once a year, once every 2 years, you know. So I changed my name, y'all. I've been going through some changes far as within self and just with my little podcast. So I'm going from Gumbo With Your Girl to Gumbo With Your Vibes, a.k.a. Soulful Gumbo. You know, y'all let me know how y'all like the new name. So it's me today, Gumbo With Your Vibes. You know what I'm saying? Here with another episode on my podcast. And today, I want to call this one Life. You know? And I'm calling it Life today because I wrote out my script last year and back in October of last year, you know, and the stuff that was going on, the downloads that I was getting, you know, it just wasn't time for me to like put it out then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't understand, you know, like at that time, I didn't understand why I was waiting, but now I do understand because it's been so much that has been going on just with everybody in general. You know what I'm saying? So I have a few definitions that I want to read out in reference to the podcast, you know, in reference to my title that I have, which I had called Life. So the first word is suicide. Suicide caused by injuring oneself with the intent to die. Trauma, a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. Physical injury. Pain, physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. Careful effort, great care or trouble. Cause mental or physical pain. Two, soul, the spirit or immaterial part of a human being or animal regarded as immortal. Ego is the false aspect of the personality that develops as the soul identification with itself as who it is rather than the transcendental spirit. And last but not least is life. Life had three definitions, so that's why I kind of done that one last, you know. And it's all going to go in. So just be patient, you know what I'm saying. This is something different today. Because how important this is in this thing called life, because we all experience this. You know, we have different experiences because we're individuals, but at the end of the day, we all is going through life. So, one, life, first definition, the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change, preceding death, the extension of an individual, human being, or animal. Two, emotional or intellectual energy or intensity, especially as revealed in a work of art or an artistic performance. Three, relating to a spiritual or non-physical realm and mispronounced it, so excuse me, y'all, is K-A-N-T-I-A-N. In that philosophy, presupposed in and necessary to express a prior. a priori. And that is spelled APRIORI. I end up getting like the pronunciation. I had to write that under it so I know how to properly to say that word. So I had these definitions, you know, and I just felt like I chose these because these are things that we go through. You know, we go through trauma. We have pain. You know, our ego. You know, some people feel like they don't have a soul. Some people feel like their soul was taken. Some people actually was born without a soul. You know, and then we have life. You know, wake up every day. Every day, you know, we wake up, we could breathe. You know, we have life. You know, and suicide. And I'm titling my podcast Life is because so many people from October of last year, even before that, which led me to write this in October, but before October, even up until now, so many people has just been committing suicide or just has been going through that phase of have tried to hurt themselves, you know, and we have to really understand that these people really, like, we all go through things, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't really know how to handle that level of anxiety of feeling, you know what I'm saying, when they in certain situations, you know, that they feel like they can't just get out, you know, when you feel like you just stuck, your back is to the wall and you have nowhere to go. People some kind of way, your mind tells you, because you hurt, you know what I'm saying? You angry, you confused, you know, and all these thoughts start to play on you. You know what I'm saying? And just to, my life ain't worth living no more because what you have going on. And I'm just here to tell y'all, anybody, whoever, even myself too, because, you know, life beat me up sometimes, but I really pray harder to not go that route. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, for anybody out there that needs to hear this, just know, I love you. We love you. Someone loves you. You know, no matter how hard it is, you're still loved. No matter how tight it has gotten, you're still loved. You know, and it's okay to break down. It's okay that, you know, you don't understand how the hell to get up out of this. But just know it's for a season. You know what I'm saying? It's a season. We all have our seasons where shit just be crazy, unfucking believable, the whole nine, you know. But no matter what, I love you. You love you. You know, even if you don't believe that you love you, every day you wake up and you go feed yourself, you wipe your ass. You know what I'm saying? You wash your face, you know, make sure your mouth clean, feet, hair, anything. You know, you showing some type of love for yourself. You know, and that's just the littlest form, because we all look at love as this big old type of thing. And only the littlest things, it's just something so tiny as a mustard seed, you know, can be love, you know. And it's like suicide, I know we feel like that's our only way out, but that's the only way out is to work through this. The only way out is to find strength. The only way out is to really look at yourself and tell yourself, I am worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it no matter what. You are worth it. Society make us feel like shit ain't worth it. We have to understand we is in the time that we is working and dealing with and being ran by a group of, I don't even want to say sociopaths. These motherfuckers are mental. You know, they need to be in mental institutions. but they're not. They're running our country. You know, we is in this game where we're being controlled by lunatics, and they want us to get on that lunatic energy. They want us to get on that, fuck it, I don't care. I'm on the live young, die, you know, live fast, die young. Fuck everybody. F this. F yourself. No. We can't, no, this is not. This is why people be going through fucking depression. This is why your ass want to kill yourself, because society type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, find a way to just really just think about something good that happened as a child. You know, because some people out there probably like, their life never was good. I don't even understand what this means. I don't understand. You know, that mean God put you in a position to where as He wanted you, he, she, they, however you want to look at it, you know, He wanted you to sit here and go through the bad shit first. Because when you finally get to your reign, you will understand. It's always a lesson, y'all. We always get taught lessons, no matter how quickly we understand the lesson or how long it takes for us to see why we went through that, you know. So for the ones that just feel like life ain't never been right, it ain't never been like this, you right, it ain't never been like that. But your test is to change your mindset. Your test is to sit here and start being more positive. When these thoughts start coming up, all this negative, crazy shit, and because this will always happen, and this, that is why you are in a constant state of fucking misery, of sadness, of hurt, of always something wrong. It's always something, always something. Yes, we don't understand that the shit that we speak really comes to fruition. You know, the shit that we think, it comes to fruition in some type of way. So, you know, we could blame people this and blame people that. Even when, you know, people done shit to you as a child, we have to understand as grown-ups, as we get older, that, yeah, we thinking that it's our fault because it happened to us, and in reality, it's not your fault. It was never your fault. It's their fault, you know, but you got to live with what they did. We got to live with that shit, but that's why we have to hone into our inner self, really be by yourself. You already in this dark ass place, so sit in that dark place until you accept that this shit was not your fault. This has nothing to do with me. Half the time we going through shit and we just... our baggage is because of other people. Our baggage is because of what others got going on. Because our love for these people, our loyalty to them, the dedication, somebody that was always there, you know, you all that shit that happened to other people, you know, it gets lashed on to you. You know what I'm saying? Even when people telling you as a child, you this, you that, you gonna be like this, you gonna be like that, all they did is put in their goddamn projections onto you. And you have to, now is the time to sit here and figure out and accept that this shit is not on me. This shit is not my fault. This shit has nothing to do with me. Because what has to do with you is you getting the hell up out of this slump. You getting up out of that mindset and telling yourself, I would not harm myself. Someone loves me out there. I love me out there. All you just need is a little light, you know, within yourself to keep you going. We always want to look for others to feed us that love, that affection. And that's why we don't really get the right proper fucking love and affection, because we don't even know how to give it to ourselves. We be saying we know what we want and this and that, but you don't. But you don't. Because if you did, first person that will be receiving that is self, is you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you. At the end of the day, it's our choice no matter what. You could always leave and start over. You could always do something different instead of standing there in that same situation. You can always get out. Stop telling yourself you can't get out. You can't. You can't. That's that negative talking. That's that negative thinking. You is manifesting what you can't do. So that's why your ass ain't doing shit. That's why you right to lay yourself down, kill yourself, because what you can't. What can't. That can't. That can't. Can't goes with anything. Stop the can't. Say I will. Say I can. Say I am. Just say I love you. God damn. Just tell yourself you love yourself. Stop trying to find other people to love you. Stop trying to get your kids to love you. Because them motherfuckers going to leave when it's time. You still going to be by yourself. So deal with this. Let's deal with this. We got to stop running to suicide as our way out. Your way out is dealing with this shit. It's hard, but it's only as hard as you make it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you gotta just sit there till you fucking stop something, you know something can be done. You can do it. At the end of the day, I love you. You love you. We love you. The Creator loves you. People love you. You have to believe it. You have to see it. You have to understand that. You have to tell yourself this. First step is acknowledging. You know what I'm saying? So the minute that you acknowledge that you love yourself, regardless of what happened in your fucking life, things will get you become a little easier at accepting. It starts to get a little easier with wanting to wake up and wanting to go in life and do in life. Just know, I love you. No matter what. No matter what. All right, y'all. I am past my little 15-minute mark. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope y'all enjoyed my segment of life today. Just let me know how y'all feel. We can write each other now on Spotify, on Anchor. Y'all could write reviews and everything. So just let me know what y'all think. This is Gumbo with Your Vibes, aka Soulful Gumbo. So just have a good rest of the day, y'all. Bye.